All right, guys. Well, let's go ahead and kick the call off. Brandon, just extremely excited to have Ed Orrell and a few of his kind of up-and-coming leaders on the call with us today. As we said before in the leaderboards, Ed has been with us for, I think, the shortest amount of time when we look at the leadership, but also came in at number one this week in production. So 60 to 75 days in committing to Symmetry Financial Group and committing to the track, is already experiencing a $32,000 week in production. Week, not month, week in production, and has got 6-7 new riders on his team, new people going out and personally producing, and that's just on a, and so we fast forward a month from now, Ed, what's it going to look like? So we want to kind of turn the call over to you and let you kind of talk about what it is you guys are doing down there in Florida and what it is that we can pick up from you to get the same kind of growth with everybody.
Just really, I mean, a heartfelt appreciation and gratitude, and that's why I'm here, because of you guys. And I know a big part of why you're here is because of Brian, and we're all chasing somebody, right? And I look at how SFG was formed. I know it was formed based on balance, and to be friendly to both sides, being the producer and the business owner. You know, but I really, when I look at it from a business, I've got an appreciation. We come from a practice company where, you know, we didn't have such a healthy business model or business opportunity, and what we've got here, I still wake up every day just like this is amazing. There's nothing. If you have perspective, it's like it's like too good to be true, but it's not. And again, I wake up every day saying, let me just keep working on myself. Don't screw it up. You know, it's kind of mindset. You know, and it's and if you look at what Brian did at 38 and sold the company, and really one of my first conference calls, I think I joined SFG, and the next day you're like, well, we got like our quarterly or semi-annual boot camp or leadership inner circle meeting tomorrow in Asheville. I'm like, okay, well, I'm done there. You know, it wasn't a cheap ticket, but it was, I remember, and then we're sitting there and Brian's on a conference call saying, hey, you know, I love what he said. Basically, I put the deal together that I sold when I was 38 for $45 million. I put it together, you know, kind of by accident, not by accident, but it's like I didn't have any strategy about it. I just kind of put my head down and worked, and I'm $45 million. The next round, we're going to have strategy, and we're going to base it on vertical and you know, and width, and then going, you know, horizontal in the business model, very specific intent. So 7 years from now, those that treat it like a business are walking away with 7-8 figure, not walking away, but still playing and have 7-8 figures in the bank. And that, I don't know about you, Brandon, that's appealing, right? I'm like, man, that excited the heck out of me. So it's kind of the whole idea behind why I'm here. And I think, again, looking at adding value and those around me, and I always, my mindset is always, if there's the biggest opportunity, let me do everything I can to help add value to those that I associate with so that I can have them or equip them and guide them to play at the biggest game, not the smallest game. Like my biggest fear would be that I just produce producers, because I really feel like I'm not serving them, because what we've got is way beyond just being a producer and making. Yeah, it's a great gig, a couple of days a week, make $100,000 a year selling. It could be a great gig. Don't get me wrong, but when you look at this as a business, it's kind of like what a disservice if I don't guide, coach, mentor to the business we've got. I'm really failing the team, and that's kind of so that's my mindset coming in, was this is much bigger to me than just and it was built and designed by great business people. Much more than just, again, a sales job. Okay, so really is a business, and but with that, you know, I guess the saying is comes great responsibility. Is that okay? So if I got to be a business person, my business can't be bigger than me. You know, so it's like I really believe this. If I'm just going to be a salesperson, you know, I get my insurance license, I call up these leads that want it, whether they're 2 days old or 2 years old. Who cares? Doesn't matter. They want it. They sent it in. They applied for it. I call them up. Okay, like I don't really have. There's not much responsibility in that role. More meaning, there's not. I don't really have to be that good upstairs or that equipped. I don't have to do a lot of things, and I could just sell. But the catch of being in business is I've got to always be consciously focused on my mindset and developing myself. Like you talk about Dave Anderson, you talk about those are all non-negotiables. Being on conference calls, being in the meetings. Like if you're just a producer, probably more of a suggestion. But if you're a business person, then it's mandatory. I mean, it's a rule. So it's kind of like as great as a business is, there's great responsibility. So, but again, joining SFU, the whole mindset was what an amazing. And if you really, guys, if you haven't sat down with your mentor, the person who hired you, your growing leader, and said, you know, can you just really draw out how this business looks? And you keep saying you're so excited about, but show me. And we'll say, okay, well, I spent $10 and I made $5,000. Is that a good return? Like, where does that exist in any business? So it's a business, but not only is it a business, it's the most obscene-looking business model ever. And what I mean by that is, how quickly can you get in the black in this business? I mean, I owned a restaurant out of college, so my partner and I, my roommate and I, we kind of, the last semester of college, we planned everything, business plan. We got a small business loan co-signed by, you know, it's a small business loan, but co-signed by our parents, so we call it. And like, okay, all this, so we put up 50 grand to get this thing going, and then our time and energy, like it took us a year to break even, a year to start making a profit. And that was good. That was, we projected 2 years. And then once we broke even, we were both making about $20,000 a year after we split the profits. So we quickly sold that after another year. One of the franchises, it was a mentality. But looking at any type of business, I mean, you're in the red for years and years, especially, guys, here's the thing, especially a real business. Like you look at the results we make. I mean, you could develop a business in 90 days that's making you multiple six figures of profit a year. Like, what's the expectation? I sometimes, Casey, I'm like, what do you, like, if you think like a business person and you understand it, like, what is your expectation? You're creating a multiple six-figure business, you know, result, and you can create it pretty much in 90 days if you really go crazy and put your head down and do a lot of things right. Like, how long do you expect to be in the red, black? Like, what should that be worth? I mean, when you look at it as a business person, it's hard to sleep at night. So I'm saying that to say this, is that when you get it, it's like there's nothing like it. I mean, you'd be in the black, and I mean, I think of people that just started, just you're in the black after your first week, and you're creating a business. So I look at, you know, what I've invested the last, you know, it took me 1 week of overrides, Brandon, 1 week, and it paid for all my expenses, office, paid for, you know, for ads, everything, career builder, leads I was buying for the team. I broke even after my first real week, really one week into it in overrides. I broke even. I mean, like, to understand that and put that in perspective and then appreciate it. Okay, so when I say FFT is a business, that's what I'm talking about is when you really get this thing and you start thinking about it and working it like that, I think it everything falls into place and you can now operate on more of a faith. And it's not like faith for like 10 years to break even, or you're in the basement of Microsoft and you're working for 10. It's like faith for 90 days. I mean, that's so and it really, when I say business from a mentality standpoint, I'm talking faith versus fact, because business person operates on faith for a lot longer than an employee, which is fact, like a job. So an employee says, okay, I show up at the end of the week, at the end of 2 weeks, you pay me. I show up, you pay me. I show up, you pay me a week later. Like that's operating on fact. But here's the question is, where's that getting you? If you're always operating on fact, then you're always broke, because we know a lot of the books say it. I mean, we talk about Rich Dad, Poor Dad a lot. You know, you want to talk about Poor Dad. Poor Dad was a highly paid employee operating on fact. Rich Dad operated on faith. Think real estate. You talk about operating on faith, going into a ton of leverage, a ton of debt, waiting a bunch of time for the property to appreciate. Like that, that is how you get wealthy in the United States of America, is by operating on faith and having that business mindset versus being an employee. Because, you know, the saying is that the employee knows what to do and the employer knows why you're doing it. Like, I never wanted to be in that employee role. And if I have to be an employee, have it be for a very short period of time. Like, I think it's okay when you're 19, 20, you know, you're working jobs in college or high school. But if you're 40 and you're still an employee, then I kind of question that and say, what do I want to keep going down this path and where is it getting me? And when we do a lot of reflection, that we kind of wake up saying, it's not working out too well. And the great news is if we're not dead, we could change. And I guess change really is, and that's why we do these calls, guys, is like, I can tell you this. I wish I could tell you it was hard or it is hard. I wish I could say, man, these last 60 days, man, it's so difficult that, like, I'll tell you what's hard. Playing Guitar Hero on expert level, that's, like, impossible. Even on medium, for a while, like, that's hard. But this, guys, this I wish I could tell you to make it sound like the good to be true, too good to be true thing. I wish I could tell you, hey, no, it really is very hard. You got to have a ridiculous expert skill set. You got to – I wish I could say that, maybe make more sense, but it's really – it's not hard. It's so simple. You know, it's just what it is it's belief, and it's making a decision. It's making a decision to change. Because I'm telling you, until we all make a decision to change, nothing changes. So we do all these calls, say, hey, this is it. You just gotta kind of do it, whether you believe it or not. Right now, you gotta believe it, and then you'll see the results, and it becomes fact. So as a business, you know, really three components, and I've got some guests on the call. I want to hear from them, really more than myself. But just a couple things that we're always conscious of working on our business. Number one, and really these are in priority order. I think as a business person, you wake up every day with a different mentality than an employee. Like, you wake up as an employee, you just wake up and say, I got to do my job. I got a job to do, and here are my job duties. And you do your job. You know, but as a business person, I think you wake up. I know you wake up with a different mentality, and you have to. And you got to prioritize your energy and your time. Casey, you were just talking about $100 activity and versus $10 activity. Like, that's how a business person is always evaluating their time, and a business person is doing something about it. An employee is complaining about what they're getting paid and their time, and they can't do anything about it. Okay, so a business person wakes up empowered and really making choices every day. And when I look at prioritizing our time as a business person, it really comes down to three phases. Number one, working on myself is my number one priority. Okay. And I'll go over these and I'll talk about it. So number one is working on myself. That's my number one priority. Number two is working on my business activities. Number two priority. And number three is working on my job. And the goal, if you look at the 80-20 rule or Pareto principle, it says, hey, let me just, like my goal is to drop one of those, okay, which is dropping personal production. So it's like, okay, so one, two, and three, as soon as I develop a business that's yielding the results, then I could drop the least important activity of my day, my week, which is selling insurance. So, like, I'm not here to be an insurance salesman. Now, it's what we do. It's how we, you know, and we do it, and it's our job. But it's to replace myself over and over and over again. Okay, so I'm waking up with that priority. And, again, number one, working on myself, which is reading. I mean, you can't out-earn, you can't out-build, and my goal is adding value to those that I associate with, those that I hire. And adding value is, if I'm not reading, what can I offer those that look to me for leadership if I'm not developing myself? Like, there's that law Maxwell talks about, the law of the lid, which is, you know, I can't, if I'm a six and those around me are three, four, fives, and I'm developing the sixes, let's say. Once they become a six and I stop developing myself, what value am I to them anymore? Like, what value can I add? That's always again, waking up every day saying, hey, I got to add value, and if I can help somebody get in a better place, then that is my mission. That's my goal, is getting people where they need to be and want to be. So wake up every day saying, you know, working on myself. And working on myself is reading. It's, I mean, some books I keep rereading and then I add new arsenal. I mean, I love the library. you can go to the library and pick up 40 books and just kind of skim through them, maybe like, and without guilt. And I dropped $25 and I got to read it. But some books have like one or two nuggets, and some books have 30 that you keep reading over and over again. And I highly recommend that if you haven't knocked out the SFG book list yet, you get with your growing up line and say, based on what you know about me, what should I be reading? Okay, and we'll prescribe a book. And that's the first thing you got to do before you do anything is work on yourself and read. And then once I read, I associate. Okay, listen to recorded media. You know, call Brandon and Casey. Again, I blow your guys' phone up. I mean, I think Casey, I called you 17 times a lot yesterday. And Brandon, I know I called you a bunch of times. You weren't feeling well. Hey, you were the caller ID on my phone. You took up a whole screen. Yeah, man, I wanted to share something. I want to talk to you. And so reading and associating is number one. So are you reading? And then are you calling your growing up line every day? Like, I think Alex, it's pretty cool what habit he's got. Alex Weffler calls my desk every day like clockwork at 8:30 a.m. Hey, buddy, what am I doing today? Every day, what a habit. He calls me at 8:30. Hey, buddy, what's going on? You know, and I prescribed a book to him, and he's banging it out. He's like, oh, man, this is screwing me up. It's like it's churning things inside of him. So, so like, number one is am I reading and associating? Am I reading and counseling? Are you reading and calling up line and saying, okay, read this. This sparked this in me. Because, again, guys, change is growth. Not changing and working harder doesn't get you a better result. Just gets you more frustrated. But changing and applying work to it is magic. So again, number one, working on myself, reading, associating, counseling. And that's our culture, guys. I mean, we've got, you know, our culture is based on that. That is the most important thing. We've got the blueprint to success. It's all about working on yourself, which is paramount, number one. Number two, working on my business activity. And on our business activity, it's checking interests. Okay, it's follow-up, meetings, counseling, connecting. I mean, it's working on my business. It's hitting my shoulder plans. It's setting my shoulder plans up. Okay, it's working. And, you know, it all changes, and that's why you got to counsel. You know, here's a mistake we see a lot is that somebody starts getting results, whether it be sales or they get the first guy override, whatever, and then they stop plugging in and they think that they got to figure it out. That's the biggest mistake because the bigger you get, the more you need to counsel. Like every day, guys, every day, I draw my group out. I draw it out, and every day it changes. Like every meeting, like there's new people, plus there are people in new positions. You talk about good to great, talks about the bus, right? It's like, that's my bus. So every day I'm drawing it out, like, okay, who's on the bus? Who's in what seats? Who moves seats? Okay, who needs to get off the bus? Like, I'm always looking at it and studying my business. So after I work on myself, then I'm, like, looking at my business and getting other eyes. So what I do every time I draw it out, I'm going to shoot it. You guys get it emailed to you, right? Brandon, Casey,
yep.
I fax you a copy of my group written out so you can look at it and say, okay, based on how it looks, here's your deepest point, for example. What's his story?
Yep.
What's this person's story on the far left? I see this person move far left and this person move two spaces over. Why? That makes sense. It's like it's I'm just so conscious in that area that I'm like, okay, well, I need to go wide a couple spots here, and I need to help, you know, help this person get the mindset right. Let's develop some width over here. Let's go deep over here, and it develops very specific business activities. Okay, and again, the majority of our business activity is just loading and shooting and loading. It's loading and shooting. It's okay. Resumes, check interest. Show the plan five times. Now, here's the crazy thing about showing the plan. The most important part of my business activity is showing the plan, and one of them works on myself at the same time, so it's kind of like a double dipping. When you show the plan and you sit down with somebody and they tell you the pain they've gotten themselves into in their life, and you kind of show them how maybe they can get out of that pain and how this model can change all that for them, and they get crazy excited, you get so excited, you're affirming it, and then you start getting just more fired up mentally, and then you go on the next one. So it's kind of a loop. It's a loop of excitement from showing the plan to working on myself, showing the plan. Okay, so that's activity number two, looking at run rates, all the metrics like unique riders, unique overriders, all those metrics that go along with with my business is my number two priority. And number three, which is my job. Our job, guys, you know, we say it's a job because it's temporary activity, it's temporary income, meaning I got to keep doing it to get paid. That's why it's my least important activity, because an activity I do once that I keep getting paid for is a high priority activity, but an activity I do over and over again to get paid once, get paid once is my least important. But you got to do it, because here's the catch, is that if you don't have a job, then you can't support yourself. So you got to work your job until you have a business. So it's really, how important that is depends on really how much you're doing in step one and two. Okay, so my job part is, okay, well, calendar, phone team, I book my appointments, got my leads in order, book my appointments Monday, Tuesday. How many appointments do I need to pay bills and create surplus? I mean, that's the job part. And again, the whole idea about a job, it's kind of like renting. You know, when is it ever a good idea to rent a house or an apartment for 40 years? I mean, right now, probably a good time to rent, just because the housing market still is crazy, volatile, going down. But market starts coming back, stabilizing, and it's like probably now time to buy. Like, right, so renting is a good idea short term, but just not long term. Okay, but if again, I'm not working on myself, or I'm not working on my business, then all I'll ever have is a job. But if I'm working on myself and my business, I don't have to have a job anymore. So it's like developing myself and my business to where I don't need a job. Okay, because, again, it's a treadmill. After a while, if you look at most of America, they're broke. And the reason they're broke is because they all have jobs. There typically aren't many wealthy employees. And the quality of life and the time-money equation, it just doesn't work out for a lot of reasons, yet we're conditioned to not work on ourselves, and we're conditioned that business is too much risk and it's too scary, so just have a job. And I think we got it all backwards. But again, those that do have businesses enjoy all the, you know, 95% of the wealth is held by the 5% that are on the business and investor quadrant. So, all right. You guys want to, Brandon Casey, add anything before I reach out to
Yeah, real quick, Ed, I'll just say that what paycheck this week was bigger for you, your job paycheck or your business paycheck?
Well, I guess I'll give you a multiple. My business paycheck was 10 times my job paycheck, and I wrote an issue 1,200, so in production of my
75 days from the day you sent your, you know, 80 days since the day you sent your contract back to us, so... What was your paycheck? Five?
Paycheck, I think I got paid, what did I get paid? Like $600 on personal production on just shy of $6,000 this week in overrides. Income, $6,000.
In overrides.
And
that's obviously business
coming out of the hopper now. I'm getting paid every day this week too, but it's just like...
And there's so many people right now on the call that want that outcome so bad, but they won't change their response to the things that you're saying, because that same person will say, oh, here he goes again talking about the importance of reading and talking about all these intangible things. I just need to know how to sell a policy, or I just need to make more. I need to get different leads in this area. And you're saying, work on yourself, do this first, and the outcome will happen. That the old saying is, your outcome will never change unless you change your response. And if your response is, I don't need to go to a meeting, or I don't need to go to a boot camp, or I just give me a lead and give me a, then your outcome will never change. See, Ed has got a different response, therefore he gets a different outcome. Most people try to change the event before they ever even think about changing the response. And I'll say this too, I've been in Ed's office. He's got a massive bookshelf of books that I know he reads, because I hear him on conference calls and I hear him
on
stage.
Hey, stop. Hey.
Like, right? We're all just like classy plagiarists.
It's all original. It's all original.
Stop.
I came up with it.
But he counsels. He calls us every day. He draws his group out, and he counsels with us at least once a week. Brandon and I get an email from Ed. Here's my group. Here's what it looks like. Any thoughts? Any direction? He's on every one of the conference calls. He hits the done button. Like I said, we talked to him on Thursday, and he was on a plane up to North Carolina on Friday. Like from day one, hit the done button on stuff like that. Just always working on himself, and then you look at the outcome again, and we get a $5,000 or $6,000 paycheck this week after only being up less than 90 days. Got a $6,000 paycheck this week from his business, not his going out and writing insurance. Got some money from that too, but so just, I mean, somebody putting their money where their mouth is, Ed. It's good stuff, man. It's what everybody needs to hear.
You know, and saying that, because that is what my dream is, that every, like, one of the most, we talk about unique riders. What means everything to me is unique overriders. Like how many of those that I've come across and I've hired and associate, how many are making six figures in override? See, that to me is every, like how many did I help get free and get paid on a business result versus having to always go out and hustle and chase down clients? Like, big deal. But how many did I help, and they grew and they developed? You know, I'm just fired up, man. It's great stuff. Let me hear from some of these guys. Let's see here. Hey, Jack. You out there, Jack? On.
Hey, can you hear me?
I can hear you now, man.
All right.
So Jack Holland comes out. You come out of real estate. You were doing commercial. What were you doing? Commercial real estate.
Commercial real estate, CDO securitizations, all that fun stuff
that
doesn't exist anymore.
I don't know what that is, but I mean, I know your prior life. A couple of years back, you got paid. What was your biggest commission on one deal?
$330,000
on one deal, and then you managed commercial real estate and strategy and book stuff. So you kind of always thought as a business person, right?
Always had the business owner, the running a business, managing a business mentality.
So when you saw this model,
I haven't had a W-2 since I was 18 years old.
Say it again.
I haven't had a W-2 job since I was 18 years old.
Guys, here's a tip. Like, if that's a good question to ask somebody when you're looking for, because we're looking for employer or employee mentality. Ask somebody, have you ever got paid W-1099 before? What's that? Probably not ready yet, but if somebody says what's a W-2, probably good. So that's pretty awesome, man. So since you were 18 is the last time you had a job, and you're 19 now, so it's been about a year.
Yeah, been about a year, 6 months.
How old are you now?
I'm 29.
Are you really?
Really.
Okay. So 29, and you made $300,000 or something in your 20s. That's beautiful, man. So so when did it? I guess when you joined SFG. You know, why did you join SFG, and I guess when did it click to you? When did you get, okay, I guess if you could share, when did you get this business model, or maybe you don't get it yet, or you still get it now, and how did you get it? And why are you, and I could tell you your activity is ridiculous on the business side. Share with us again, how you got it, when you got it, and what caused you to get it, if that makes sense.
I for the most part, I got it about halfway through the overview the first time I saw it. It was just a model similar before. At one point, I had 75 real estate agents working under me that I was managing, and it's not about what I can do on my own, but what I can do with a team of guys underneath me that I can develop. And this is a model that provided the vehicle for that. In an industry that was stable and growing, and not subject to the whims of the economy the way that other things I'd done in the past were.
Did anything, like when you drew it out and looked at it, did anything kind of like click with you, specifics on profit margins and systems and all that?
Yeah, the fact that the cost of entry is all but non-existent to do this. All it takes personal effort. That's what. The investment that this business requires is personal effort and personal development, not so much a cash infusion. It's not like we have to buy inventory or anything else. It's we buy our leads and we close them and we get paid the next week on them. That's a pretty good deal, and it's a ridiculous margin on almost everything we do in all our activities.
Now you're the guy who hired the number two producer this week. 10,700. Wesley Laird just killed it. And you actually, how much money went into finding Wesley?
no money, just a few phone calls and a stack of resumes that you gave me to call.
So no money, just a little time, and then you...
Just a little time and effort.
You checked interest, you set a couple overviews out for the Atlanta, for our national conference, and Wesley showed up and stuck around.
That's right.
Showed up, stuck around, came down to Florida for a phone team, right? We ganged up on him. That's kind of our mentality,
booked
right?
Hey. Booked him up a bunch of appointments, sent him out in the field, and look what happened.
Guys, we shouldn't share that secret, but I guess we will. Like we want you to win early versus later, so we kind of, it's unfair. Like, we have a phone team, and in the phone team, right, Jack, we've got a bunch of new people, observers, that are trying out to work with us. They're trying out. I don't know if they're going to make it.
They're getting on the job training while they're in the process of getting their license, and while they're doing that, they're booking appointments for us licensed guys.
So you come in for tryouts. I hire you on Friday. You come in Saturday. You listen for a half hour, an hour. Okay, here's part of the leads. I want you to book this guy, this, this, and this. So we actually had Wesley and then two other guys that aren't licensed yet that will be very soon. Now, like, they're going to probably kill in their license because they already know how to book appointments. They actually all ganged up on Wesley's first 2 days, and look what happened, right? Went out and did 11,000. So we want you to win early, and we work hard on that. Like, that's the goal. And again, but to find a Wesley was just checking interest, sending out overviews, and then guiding him, right? You said, hey, Wesley, be in the conference.
Be on the conference calls. Do all the right things. There's 97 ways you can do this wrong, and only four or five ways to do it right. So let's focus on doing those four or five things right and be successful.
I love it. Now you got something going on. Where what is your going forward? What do you think your weekly show? The plan? How many people a week do you project? I know starting this Friday you already have like seven booked, but how many a week are you committing to show the plan to personally?
In the next 90 days, showing the plan to at least 30 guys a week.
30 a week?
30 a week.
30 a week. I mean, you realize that, seriously, you show 30 times a week, you'll be at a run rate that is not even comprehensible. It's kind of like, showing the plan 30 a week. It's like, I don't even know what to, you know, because it typically equates to, I know this, is you show at five. You're at 5,000 a week, 30. It's at the $30,000 a week conservative business, and even overriding 20%, that's $300,000 a year business in created 90 days. Pretty crazy, man.
That's the game plan.
Yeah, it's funny. We were talking about the third part. Like, I don't know if everybody knows your story, if I could share it a little bit. Your first week, you went out and you banged out about $41 a month. What's that, $500 in premium? Premium, $500, $41 a month, your whole first week. So, as we were talking the other day, I'm like, if this was just a sales job, where would you be? What would you tell me?
I said I wouldn't be here. I didn't join Symmetry to sell to be a salesman. I joined it to build a business and to be a business owner.
That's kind of crazy. Like you probably wouldn't be here now. This is your second week. You're already at 2,500, and you got appointments tonight, so you'll probably do like 4,000 or 5,000 this week, and you're not even a salesman. It's not, I mean, it's just not a passion. It's not what you are. You're a business, but just like, because it's not a sales position, you treat it as a business. You got to stay around to actually make some sales.
Right. Sales are like the fourth or fifth thing on my priority list. My priority is building a business, and that's what gets 95% of my effort.
And you trip
doing
over
all the right things to build a business and build a successful business,
and just trip over premium personally. I love it,
right,
man. You're gonna have a massive organization. Like, by summertime, it's gonna be, you know, 50,000 a week. I'm predicting. So pretty awesome stuff, man. Awesome, man. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hey, Sean Hogan. Sean and Karen Hogan. Sean Hogan.
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
I can hear you, man. Can you hear me?
Yeah, loud and
Sean,
clear.
Are you with Karen right now?
Yeah, she's taking a nap while we're driving to an appointment.
You got a big referral pop, so you're going to go on and off there. All right. Your background is tell us your background. Tell us why you're here, man. You're doing some amazing things. You've got I could just say this about Sean. Sean has got, I was doing some warm market dialogue or some of your people that from the warm market, some of the sharpest people I ever talked to. So, man, you're going to, you got some legs that are going to just, I mean, that guy in Orlando yesterday I was talking to, it could be pretty crazy. So tell us kind of who you are real quick and when you got the business vision or what attracted you and where you're going, what your mindset is.
Well, I'm not really, you know, sure where to start with that. I came from, well, way back I was in golf, and it was a great career, and so there's no money. Had a lot of fun, but sustainability and lifetime support, unless you're Tiger, Phil, or Ernie, or one of those boys on tour every weekend, you know, you're going to go down real quickly. And then I realized I had a knack for selling, got a job in mortgages, and killed it for, you know, 4 or 5 years. And as that started to change, I just did what I had to do to survive. Luckily, through we're finding people. You found me through Career Builder. I came in for an interview, and you know, just listening to you, I either this guy is crazy or he's pretty good. So I figured I'd stick around for your sales meeting, and at that point, I said, this is it, this is for me. In fact, it was the day before my Christmas party, and I was all crazy at my party, telling everybody I just started with a new job, and you know, watch out. And sure enough, now I've been licensed 3 weeks. You know, I'm consistently making all right income.
Yeah, I think you got a rad about a day. How many paychecks have you gotten in your week and a half insurance career so far?
To tell you the truth, I don't even check. I mean, I don't know, 6, 7. I don't even. Whatever. As long as it's there, it's there. So 6, 7.
Pretty crazy. I mean, you come out in over 4,000 your first 2 weeks. This week, you're over that already. You'll probably come in with this one about 8,000-9,000 a week.
Oh,
but,
yeah.
But more important,
this is a $3,000 premium appointment right now. But that's if, you know, the wife doesn't see the value of protecting herself for him. So, you know, hopefully we can double it up.
Tell us, I mean, I know, like, you guys know Sean. He's at a conference. And just, he's kind of a cool guy, man. Just hanging, and you got cool buddies. But, you know, as you brought some of your buddies in the office and, like, talk to us about faith and fact. Because, you know, we talk about ego a lot. We talk about ego. And I think ego can be, I know it's, like, the biggest enemy in this business is our, for all of us in a lot of areas, is ego. It's, like, putting your back pocket, humility. So what do you, like, talk to us a little bit about that. You've articulated this too, and they're just like they're posturing an ego and like faith and fact. You want to shed some light on that, or what your thought process is on that?
Well, first off, thanks for saying I'm cool. Appreciate that. but the faith and fact, I mean, doesn't matter what it is, part of your life that you're talking about, you're always going to deal with either faith or fact. And just watching you, I just jumped into the fact of it's going to happen. You know, I know with my past success with other things in other fields, it's just a matter of time. You know, you put me in some place where I can win, and I'm going to win. I'm a winner. I always won as a kid. And if I didn't win, I found a way to win. You know, it's so I surrounded myself or with you, and the fact part of it kicked in really, really quick. And, you know, secondly, when you go out in the field, and people, you know, some of these people are begging for coverage. So now it's a no-brainer. You know, I was saying to my mom about the opportunity I had, I said, for me to screw this up, I have to screw this up. She said, well, what do you mean? I said, well, I have to be a real screw-up. I mean, all they're going to do is just do what they tell me. Just do what they tell me. And I am, and so far it's working out, you know, pretty well.
You know, it's you're top producer and top performer. You're competitive, and like Aaron says to you, like, hey, how come these two guys got promoted before you? And she's like, you know what? Enough of that. So she's like, you got Karen, your wife. She's got a stack of resumes right now, right? I think she called somebody. She just took a nap. She's off.
Yeah, well, she's getting all geared up. So on the drive back, I'm gonna have her call resumes, and we'll see how that works out.
But you guys get it, and the power of a couple, and I think Karen, like Yeah, Karen, and always from day one, when you just push, we talk about the done button. Whatever I said, Sean does it. Like, no nonsense or like BS, just like done. And here's the crazy thing, guys, is that by just like showing up and pushing done and doing, it's like that's how you win. You just keep winning by showing up. You know, this is going to happen. And Sean, you already see it, but you've got these guys around you that are plugged in, that are going through licensing and this and that. But you're going to hit a tipping point where it's going to go from like that's how it happened with us. We did nothing 3 weeks ago outside of me. We did 5,000 2 weeks ago outside of me, and we did 31.5. Like, this business isn't linear. So, Sean, what you're going to see, guys, what you're going to see is just keep your head down. You go from, like, nothing to, like, 5-10, then to, like, 30. Then you usually dip a little bit if you have the mass to support it, and then you go to 50. It's like it's not linear, but getting to just the dollar in downline production is the biggest hurdle you ever, just because you just got to keep your head down. And, man, what I see going on in your deal is pretty nuts. But I draw your group out, you've got some legs that could be massive, massive, massive stuff. So anything else you want to share before some closing comments?
I can just barely hear you. I'm in an area where the reception's not too good.
Okay. Thanks, man. Hey, Alex, are you joining John Moots on you? Okay. There's a chance on stage, Casey. But
I know.
You have to re-earn it. Get one shot a quarter. You know, again, just going back to this, I know we got when's Dave Anderson? Is it? It's in 2 months, right? April 1?
Yeah, 28th and 29th in April, yep.
Oh, April 28th to 29th, okay, so the end of April, and that's
yep.
limited to like 50.
Yep.
Guys, I'm telling you, like, I think we're at a time right now where there still are some slots open, so people hearing this call that haven't registered could probably get there, right?
Yep.
If they pull the trigger in the next 24 hours or 12 hours or 3
yep.
hours. But probably not in 2 weeks. This thing in business, like, don't even take that risk, guys. I mean, that's going to be pure business activity, talk, and focus, and mindset.
Yep.
I don't think we're going to talk about selling insurance or anything. It's just going to be working on yourself in business.
Yep.
And like, that's one of those opportunities that you got a lot. Like, it's when your priorities are focused around business. I'll close on this. When we think of like a business person, you just have total different priorities than just a producer. And your priorities will determine what you do and your outcome. Okay, so again, if you focus just on today, all you've ever got is just today. If you focused on tomorrow, you'll have a tomorrow. You don't have to worry about today. And the thing about working on yourself, guys, I'll tell you this, it's not a get big quick game. Like they say, there's a lag time. Like, you can read like 4 books this month, you won't be much different next month, but in 6 months you will. But if you read 10, there's always that lag time. It's like there's a gestation in building and there's a gestation in working on yourself. So you're Dave Anderson, for example, the boot camps or what we have next week, the Wednesday, Thursday, Friday in Boca, Orlando, and Atlanta, like that'll just impact you. You'll wake up like a month later and be using some stuff that ratchets you up. So,
yep.
Going back to that priority, I hope you guys get the priority order down right, because if you're not, you're really going to miss out on a lot, which, again, number one, working on yourself, 2, on your business, 3, on your job. You know, please don't have that in the reverse order, because I've seen too many times, like we talked about with Jack, Brandon, it's like Jack didn't kill it his first week, and he's got big income goals. So if he was just hired to a sales position, he would have been gone. But it, because his priority is being a business person, he gets the business. You know, the next week his team does 15,000. Like, it's just those kind of things that we can talk about in hindsight, but you can never get there unless you as the leader. And I could just say this, guys, everything starts with just one person. Everything always starts with just one person. So you are everything now, and everything you will be is based on who you are and who you become and what you do. And in 90 days, everything can look different if you're thinking different. So that's what I've got. Any Casey, Brandon, any comments closing the call out? You guys want to?
Yeah, I'd just say awesome stuff, man. You talked about the important, not so much the urgent, you know. And that's where it's at. We get our focus on the important stuff and not on the urgent, not on having to, you know, call underwriting and get this policy pushed through, or I got to make my sale tomorrow, or, you know, you focus on the important things, and you don't have to worry about urgent things later on. You know, I can just tell by Sean and by Jack that, you know, what's happening down there is you're adding value to the team, and you're getting them thinking right, and you're getting them thinking better, and more importantly too, they've both obviously come, you guys have come from backgrounds where you've made money before, and that can sometimes be the biggest thing that gets in your way, is that ego. You talked about ego a second ago. I think ego is necessary. I think you have to have a certain amount of self-image and self-confidence in this business, but an ego that gets in the way and keeps you from listening, like Jack and like Sean are doing right now, because there's other guys that have come in your agency that aren't there now. And I was down there, and there were two or three sharp people in the room, and you could tell just by the way they carried themselves they had had success before, but they let it get in their way. And now they're getting emails from you, Ed. Now they're gone, but they're getting emails from you because you got their email address, and they're seeing the guys that was sitting next to them doing $13,000 in a week and building teams and all kinds of crazy stuff, and you got to ask them, how much did that ego cost you? That ego cost you a huge opportunity, because you wouldn't just submit and say, all right, just I'll do whatever you tell me to do, and because you're overriding me, so when I make it, you know, when I make a dollar, you make 10 cents. Like, instead of thinking like that, they said, no, I'm better than this, I don't need to worry about it, and now they're off doing something else. So I just, good job on your part, Ed, with the team, but also I think a great example for everybody else, and Sean and Jack and also Alex is the same way. Just being kind of just putting that ego in the back pocket and caring, you know, having that self-image and that good posture, but also being kind of moldable enough to listen and make it work. And you know, to hear Sean, again, 3-4 weeks ago didn't have a license. Now he's got 6 or 7 paychecks. Hasn't even been with us for 6 or 7 weeks. He's already got 6 or 7 paychecks. Pretty cool business. So, guys, Jack and Sean, appreciate you being on the call. Ed, wonderful job. And, guys, we had a record week this week, and we're going to continue having record weeks, and we want everybody to be a part of it. So let's put our head down and go for it again this week.